Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Come join us on this trip. No, more like journey. We're throwing out the script. We don't charge a penny. We can't call it Top Star Free Bowling.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year, you beautiful motherfuckers.
I can't believe it's 2024 already.
I can't, like, a little bit of me is trying to remember memories, and they're already beginning to bleed. It was like, wait, was that 2020 or was that 2021? And I'm like, then I'm like, holy shit, don't fucking forget about that. It's 2024. What are you doing? I don't know. And then I realize I'm driving home and I need to focus up.
I fucking hate when that happens, dude. You're like, when you're driving, you just get lost in thought. And then you remember, oh, right, I'm driving right now. Yeah. I can't afford to be not paying attention.
I was supposed to be focused. I was like, shit, I really like this song that, like, somehow my mind has just been unable to comprehend. I've got to restart that shit. I am, now that I'm driving pretty consistently, I have become one of those drivers that as soon as I'm in my car, the first thing I do, I have to find the right track to play.
I feel you.
Yeah, it's like, if it's not, like, I'm like, don't even just call the whole thing off. I'm walking. If the music ain't right, I'm walking.
Honestly, same, man. But, like, for me, it's podcasts. If I don't have a podcast episode, something that I actually like to listen to, my drive is uncomfortable.
I think it's weird. I know a few people who are the same. Like, they'll be working to a podcast or they'll work out to a podcast. Oh, for sure, I will leave the gym if my headphones don't work. I was thinking about getting a personal trainer, to sort of go along my own exercise that I've recently started up again, as of today, as of recording. And I sort of said to myself, if I get a personal trainer, like, is there like a sort of a note I can leave, like, when I'm booking? I will choose the music. Bun you, man. Or woman, I don't know, gender neutral, 2024.
Like, I imagine, like, these trainers have specifically, like, curated playlists for, like, the ebbs and flows of the workout. But yeah, no, if I'm not listening to shit that I like, I'm not going to work out. I'm right there with
the track. I've heard their music because I've been there as I've been working out, and sometimes, like, between songs, I can hear what's sort of bleeding through. I'm like, I'm so glad I've got my headphones on.
Jesus.
I listen to that shit that gets you going, like, fucking, if you haven't before, the next time you work out, Oh, my bees just popped my mic. I'm sorry if everyone's ears are now bleeding. if you haven't before, listen to Nookie by Limp Bizkit when you're working out.
Okay.
Holy All fuck. Right. Holy fuck. You will die.
You know, it's for me, a lot of the music that I listen to, the music that kind of gets me in that like working out headspace is very much, it's a lot of it's wrestling related.
Okay.
Like, it's not specifically like music that wrestlers use to come out. It's like music associated with like specific like pay-per-views and stuff like that. That's just like, I watch that shit and it's like, yeah, it revs me up. So yeah, I definitely feel that.
Yeah,
and
man.
Like, I kept thinking about.
I just thought your playlist would just be like a bunch of like WWE entrance music, like it's time to play the game.
I think, honest to God, dude, that's probably one of the only ones that actually work. Everything else is like
Metalangus for Edge.
Oh,
you think you know me?
Yeah. it's fantastic. It's a fantastic fucking song, and it definitely is one of those songs where you hear it and you're like,
early Alter Bridge is so in. Early Alter Bridge is so good, and you know why it's so good?
Yeah.
Because Creed ended so good. The singer was a dipshit. The rest of the band was like, oh, we'll just go get a new singer, and there's Miles fucking Kennedy, and he became one of the great mm-hmm. singers of all time. And Alter Bridge have just always been phenomenal.
There you go. That's how you do.
That's how you do it.
That's how you do.
You take out the weak link.
So 2024. This is our 2024 draft picks, and you know it went pretty. I love that this has become kind of an annual thing for us. Like,
yeah, man.
It's a great way for us to kind of like look at 2024 and be like, all right, what you got? What you got for us?
I look forward to listening to this episode in late December. And just thinking how wrong I was.
You and me both, dude. You know what's crazy? I was like going through my picks, and I was like, probably going to be wrong about this one.
Yeah.
Probably going to be wrong about that one.
I think I'm wrong with at least one, two, maybe three of mine, actually. Oh, God.
Well, the good thing is we're starting off with things. There's no way we can possibly get wrong. I say
no,
as someone
what,
who got
what,
this
no,
very
I,
wrong last.
I know what we're doing first, and what one of mine is one of those that could go wrong.
Yeah, that's the same.
So why did you set us up like there can be nothing can possibly go wrong? That's the first thing that first, is, thing first that's ever gone wrong.
Right. So I let. Random thing. What's one random thing 2024 that you're looking forward to, or that you're really hoping to accomplish?
Just before. Sorry to break.
Mm-hmm.
Just doing the Simpsons quote reminded me that on Twitter the other day, I found a post which was post your year, your 2023 in a GIF, and I was looking, and I found the perfect one. Homer mm-hmm. holding up the perfect barbecues. Ah. That's a fine-looking barbecue. He pulls it down to disaster. So why doesn't mine look like that?
Mine look like that.
It is me looking at everyone's Instagram and Facebook. It's all going well. There's marriages, there's babies, mm-hmm. there's jobs and promotions, features for everyone else but me. And I'm just there like, my little short films are doing okay.
That's a fine-looking Instagram page. Why doesn't mine look like that?
Yeah. Yeah, horrible. Right, so moving on. Random thing. I had here originally do more of cooking, but then I remembered
mm-hmm.
I have a Cineworld Unlimited card. And I don't think Cineworld's going to be around for very much longer, if at all, through the 2024 season. So I've said make the most of my Cineworld Unlimited card. After I got given a Cineworld Unlimited Wrapped. So the Cineworld, like our cinema chain, has jumped on the whole Spotify Wrapped bullshit.
Wrapped thing. Yeah.
66 movies in the cinema this year. Mm-hmm. 164 hours spent with Cineworld. I've saved over 750 quid with my Cineworld Limited card. It's
Fuck
only
off.
It's only 200 a year. It's paid for this year, the year after, the year after that. If Cineworld's still going, I can easily pay for it this year and be like, yeah, I'm gonna get my savings and I'm gonna get my money's worth.
That's fucking crazy.
So
dude.
just continue that trend. Continue on this year. Aim for 70 movies in the cinema. Go see like me and my friend that always go because he's also got a card. Mm-hmm. We're sort of trying to live by we'll see anything once. Yeah. It's like we'll have to pay for IMAX surcharge for IMAX 4DX, which I hope no one ever does, and what's called Super Screen. You have Dolby Atmos. That's for us. It's Super Screen. Mm-hmm. And I just think if it's a movie we're not too sure on, like we both of us didn't see Saltburn, and then after the fact we were like we should just man up and see it. And of course, because of how eclectic and weird Saltburn was received, that it was one of those that like it came out, got some notoriety, word of mouth, people saw it and were like, I regret seeing that. And then it quickly like got yeeted out of every cinema in the country.
Yeah, so it's on Amazon.
It's on Amazon now. Yeah, yeah. I don't think it was supposed to be that quick. I think they were still hoping for maybe to be one of those movies more. Just to scrape into the sort of undercarriage of, you know, could still hang out in cinemas through Christmas, but it did not, because it came out the week before Napoleon, which I think kind of like bombarded it outwards. Mm-hmm. So I've just said to myself, like, if a movie, like, I make movies, I'm a creator, my friend is an avid viewer, we should do everything in our power to see what's available to us. It's free, we have a cinema limit card, we you know, we can't not do it. Make the most of it.
I got you.
Yeah, man,
I feel that.
That's one that could go wrong though, like, because Cineworld could in by Easter be like, yeah, buy. Oh, cool. Awesome. Just take my money then. Can I get a refund at least? No, we have no money. That's why we're going. Oh, cool.
Ah, right. that makes sense. Bet.
Pip, pip. All right, bro. Hit me with your best shot.
So, for me, what I think... So for me, my random thing is just traveling more. Like,
nice, man.
I feel like it's something that... So 2022, I think, is the year I traveled the most in my life. You know, I did... The beginning of that year, I did upstate New York and then Texas and went to the UK. And then early 2023, went to Boston and stuff.
Nice.
So there's definitely that itch to get out there, and I was like, you know, well, money and this and that. It's like, you know, I don't know if money will be coming in. That's something I'm hoping for, but just kind of, I'm kind of putting myself in the mindset too. It's like I don't have to go these extreme distances, like a day trip somewhere by myself. You know,
yeah,
just,
man.
You know, pack up my car, go for a drive, take my laptop somewhere different to ride and do stuff. You know,
have you been to Paso Robles?
I haven't. I don't think I have.
There you go, man. That's on your doorstep, bro. Yellowstone National Park is on your doorstep as well.
Yellowstone? No, it's...
There's Yosemite? Yosemite.
Yosemite, yeah. Yellowstone's, I think that's in Montana.
Montana, sorry. I'm still watching that shit. We broke watching Yellowstone to watch Reacher, by the way, and I hope everyone else... If they were mid-watching something, stopped watching that shit to watch Reacher, because holy fuck. Reacher season two is legit.
I got two episodes. I'm two episodes behind, and I love it. But yeah, no, definitely. I feel like it's one of those things where you know, you hear about, you know, traveling is good for the soul and that kind of thing. So that's kind of what I'm like. I spent a majority of last year was very much like down in the dumps, depressed, and trying to figure out what the fuck to do. And this, you know, we talked about it in the last episode. You have to kill that version of you.
You like, you've already been hired for a feature. So, you know, kudos to you, my friend. That's good shit. You know, that's a little bit of money. Like, make sure you do what you can with that. Tuck some away, but keep some for yourself. And keeping some for yourself, like, that's, you know, that's fuel money. That's a motel.
Yeah.
So those days, like when I come over in September, and I've got like that sort of 7 to 8 days before we hit La Vegas. I was thinking, let's do Joshua Tree, man. I've never been.
I've been to Joshua Tree once, and it was a weird. So my experience at Joshua Tree was either weird or not weird enough. That's how I'm looking at it.
Everyone knows what you just meant, by the way. You've played coy, but everyone's like, ah, he did acid one time. He did not do acid the other time.
No, I didn't do shit. Like I went with a friend, and it was totally spur of the moment too. And like, because we went at night, we went out there, and then we crashed. And it was just like this little, we started this Airbnb that she had set up, and like, I was like, okay. And then we left. We got up the next morning, and we were just like, what the hell is there to do here? I genuinely don't understand what.
I was planning, like, we go out there, and like, anyone that isn't gonna come to Vegas, but like, you know, sort of sees me be 30 and is a friend of mine in LA. Mm-hmm. If any of my friends in LA like listen to this, I don't know if they do. If they do, I love you. I was thinking we go to Joshua Tree, me and you set up, but you know, we have a fucking big blowout.
I mean, no, I'm totally on board with that. Like, again, for me, it was just like that. That's why it was weird because I didn't know what the fuck to do. So, but it's also not weird enough because, like, what is it you do in Joshua Tree? You know,
you're like, so when was the last time you just sat by the pool, listened to some music, drank beer all day, read a book, and just enjoyed the quiet?
Literally never. I can't enjoy the quiet. It makes me so uncomfortable.
We'll play music, dipshit. I'll be there, so I'll be there, so it won't be quiet.
That's what I was like. Wait,
you know, how are you listening? You know what I mean? Like, enjoy the overall, like, sort of, you know, there's no,
yeah,
like there's no
serenity,
cars,
of
there's,
it.
Like, yeah,
yeah, serenity,
yeah,
I got,
yeah,
you.
Yeah. All right, Charlie Sheen.
Okay. Where'd you get Charlie Sheen from that?
Isn't he in Serenity, the movie?
No.
Who is?
Nathan Fillion.
Oh, yeah.
Alan Tudyk.
Yeah, that's the one. My bad. Oh, it's
Charlie
the Firefly
Sheen
movie, isn't it?
What the fuck?
I fucked up.
Right, okay, so shifting gears, hit me with that personal goal, bro. Personal goal.
I've mentioned it. I mentioned it earlier. I've just mentioned it before. September. Get back on the diet. Get back on the exercise. I sort of had a little break over Christmas, but I sort of noticed, like the other day, that like I hadn't regained like any weight. Like I managed to maintain. Like I've been eating. I've been enjoying myself, but like, you know, I think doing things in moderation, like. I told, you know, I was going to have chocolate, I was going to have cheese, but I wasn't nibbling every day, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. a little bit of me was still conscious that, like, I can let go, but I'm not going to go off the rails. And getting back onto the rails today was pretty fucking easy. And I think that's because of how well I sort of maintained over Christmas. But now is the time for, you know, fuck off the carbs. After my birthday next week, fuck off the beer a bit. You know, jump on the vodka and soda water. Yum, yum. you know what I mean? Like, sort of,
yeah.
You know, I did it before October, and just as like everyone was starting to see signs, like even I even came over to you in October and you said, like, bro, you know, you're looking decent. Mm-hmm. And just around November, end of November, sort of mid-December, people were starting to say the same. That, like, you know, it started to look like it was paying off. And then Christmas hit, and I was like, fuck. So much family, so much food. The boys are playing games, so I wanted to, like, I didn't want to miss out. I get a little bit of FOMO. Mm-hmm. But now it's like, okay, I need to, like, even if I'm meeting someone on, like, on a day that I'm working out, I'll be like, hey, can we move it by, like, an hour so I can go work out in the morning rather than find an excuse to miss it. Like, literally, now until September, no excuses. I'm going Amsterdam. Like, in April for 4 days, at least one of those days, I'm gonna wake up early and hit the hotel gym.
Nice. Fuck yeah, man.
Yeah, man. I can do it. I wanna look good in Vegas, and I also wanna fuck in Vegas. But yeah, what's your personal goal, buddy?
So for me, it's definitely more a little more career focused. Like I'm definitely on that same bandwagon where, you know, I need to get myself back in the shit, get myself back in working out and stuff. And like I've been on and off with it for the last few months, but
yeah.
What really did it for me recently was with my dad. My dad looked at me. He's like, you look like you've lost so much weight.
Mm.
Like you look so much thinner. And I was like, all right, okay. So I'm definitely on the right track. Like food wise, I haven't been the best.
It's so difficult in America though, man.
But I will say the flip of it though, even though I haven't been doing great in terms of like food choices, I've been doing a lot better in terms of moderation.
Yes.
In terms of like, so food size for me, it was always a huge thing. So it's definitely trickling it down to the point where like my body is now at a point where
Five chicken strips can become three chicken strips. A large drink can be a medium drink. A large fries can be medium fries.
Where it's like, I physically can't eat a certain amount of food anymore. Like yesterday, we did burgers for New Year's Day, and these were like pretty thick burgers. And I usually, you know, I'll have
one. Damn boy, he thick. Damn, that's a thick ass boy.
and I was eating this burger yesterday, right? And like, I could feel myself getting to that point where I was like, if I finish this burger, I will probably puke it back up. So I left like 2-3 bites. I was like, no, I'm out. I'm done.
Yeah.
So
like, I'm also beginning like, to be more comfortable with like sort of leaving stuff on my plate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like I was definitely raised on the mentality. It's like, you know, if there's food on the plate, you need to finish it.
Yeah.
You know, there's people.
Yeah. No, 100% the same here, bro.
So breaking that and being like, no, if I am full, I don't have to eat anymore.
Yeah.
So I'm, But my personal goal, like I said, is more career oriented. So that's directing more. That's okay. Very much like for me, that's my big thing. You know, I keep saying, you know, oh, I'm a director and this and that. So I haven't directed anything in a while. I haven't shot anything in a while. So it's getting myself to a point where I can create shit by myself and hope. Like I have a couple of short films this year that I want to start crowdfunding for that I want to get made this year, and you know, get into the festival stuff and
really start I help look there. At those for you that you can eat, like,
yes sir,
at least one or two of those are very much like, if you get someone who's like successfully crowdfunded before, just get them on board.
Yeah.
And you know, and have like, not like sort of like, if I'm talking career, like reach out for more help.
Yeah,
like, yeah. There's a few conversations in and around Christmas. Mm-hmm. Where it was like, I don't put blame on other people, but I need to start holding mm-hmm. myself accountable. I am not where I want to be. There are some people around me who are, and I need to be okay with like saying, hey, can you do anything, like any pointers, like mm-hmm. it's like being like, you know, it's like being a kid in school. You're going to struggle if you don't put your hand up and ask that question. You know how you don't struggle? By asking someone the question who has mm-hmm. who has an answer. Who is in the position to answer.
Yeah, man. And so I think that's, for me, that's definitely the goal this year, and put myself in a better position where I can direct things that I want to direct.
Yeah,
and,
man.
You know, tell the story.
Get yourself a little portfolio, then find an agent or a manager.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm doing with my writing. Like so Restless the Raven, pretty successful film festival run. We won something over the Christmas season. We think we won. We just need to double check. And then we've been nominated for another festival already, Mavericks Film Festival. That's been going on for 20 years. So it's a nice little, yeah, that's pretty decent. So that's still going. But I've said to myself, if I go to these festivals. And mm-hmm. someone says, hey, Ed, you know, you were nominated for writer, but you didn't win, but we saw Raven. We really fucking liked it. Where's that feature? And I'll be there, like, in my head. Like, What a fucking dipshit answer, bro. What writer am I without like a portfolio of shit ready to go?
Yeah.
That's why I'm like, you know, just before we came on, me and you, we were talking like, when can we get back on our thing? Yeah, there's going to be a little bit of delay, but that's because you're going to be working and making some money. But that doesn't mean I can't work on it. I'll just, that's the beauty of having two people. We can switch it around. By the time you come off that feature, I'll have something to show you.
There you go.
There it is, man. So, you know, no more excuses in diet, no more excuses in career. 2024, change has to happen. And speaking of change, we're going to flip the script now to something a little bit more fun, a little bit more free-balling. We'll be right here after the break.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Uno, dos, cuatro. Right. Hello, everyone. I just pissed a lot of people off. Sorry.
You did the uno, dos, cuatro. That reminded me of the way Donkey starts counting in Shrek 2. Because that's exactly how he does it.
Oh, what a dick.
Towards the end of the movie.
He's robbed it from
uno,
me.
Dos, cuatro.
He robbed it from me. Or I got it from him and I just don't remember because I can't remember Shrek 2. Speaking of Shrek and its many sequels, do we want to start there?
I think movies
getting
start.
Sequels. Neither of us have chosen Shrek 5, but it's a good way to sort of get ourselves in.
No, absolutely. So our draft picks of 2024. So we're starting off with the movies.
Yep.
And there's so many fucking sequels.
When I was cooking earlier, I left you that voice note, right? I was like,
yes, sir.
2024, I find your lack of original films disturbing. Like, but then again, by this time last year, we had no idea we were going to get Godzilla Minus One in December. Yeah. So, you know, honestly, I would like to, I'm going to say the original films were so difficult to choose that maybe in a couple of months, let's revisit the original film.
Yeah.
Let's see what trailers come out. Because, like, in the start of the year, you are going to be thinking, where's my comic book movies? You know, where's all those movies that, like, where's Dune Part 2 that was supposed to come out? That, like, you know, all this goddamn shit. Like, there is going to be a sense of you're more excited for the sequel, prequel at the very beginning of the year. And then let's see what anything, you know, a Godzilla Minus One type-esque movie is coming out. Because no one knew that was coming out. And, like, honestly, fucking hell. It was a really good fucking movie.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. But, yeah, we're going to start with sequels. I'm going to hand it over to you. What did you choose, dude? What did you come up with?
So, this one
and
was...
why is it Deadpool 3?
You know what? It's funny because I was like, I was leaning towards Deadpool 3 because, you know, it's fucking Deadpool 3 and, you know, Hugh Jackman.
Fucking Deadpool 3. It's fucking Wolverine. Hugh Jackman.
But like, and in the back of my head, I was like, I felt like there was a good chance you were going to pick that one because it's fucking
I did
Deadpool
not.
3. Okay. Fuck.
I thought you were going to pick it. Fuck.
God damn it.
So if we have a sort of combined pick, our combined pick, that's kind of cool.
Deadpool. Yeah.
Is Deadpool 3.
Okay. That's Deadpool 3. Yes, Deadpool 3. I mean, there's so many things about this that I'm excited for. I mean, Sean Levy's directing. He was... The Adam Project was an amazing fucking movie.
Free Guy was amazing.
I feel like he's one of these... This is one of those, like, director-actor, like, partnerships that just click so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And they understand each other so well. Like, Sean Levy, the way he directs Ryan Reynolds is like a knife through butter for me.
Yeah.
It's so clean. It's so crisp. I'm so excited for Deadpool 3. So with that in mind, the sequel that I have picked, and this is one of those where I'm like, I don't know if it's actually going to do anything good, but it's bringing Jackie Chan and Ralph Macchio together. So that new Karate Kid movie that's supposed to come out this year. I don't give a fuck.
We don't even have Cobra Kai season 5 yet, dude.
I don't care if this movie sucks. Jackie Chan and Ralph Macchio.
They've already spoiled how Cobra Kai is going to finish.
But that's the thing. I don't know if this actually connects to Cobra Kai. There's, aside from the fact that Jackie Chan and Ralph Macchio are in the movie, literally nothing else about this movie has been.
Aren't they going to China?
I have no idea.
Like, there's that big.
Is it China?
There's that big tournament, and they're going to China to do that tournament.
Then that's probably how they set it up.
William Sabka is back in training. He released a video on his Instagram. And I remember the day that the strikes were announced, announced they were going to happen, they were doing read-throughs. So we know scripts were tentatively there before the strikes.
Yeah.
Before the strikes. And, like, in between Christmas and New Year's, William Sabka's getting back on the training. So I'm...
Yes, sir.
I'm very excited. But that's, we'll get to it. So my sequel movie...
Yes, sir.
I mentioned it earlier. I had a Freudian slip. Dune 2. Dune Part 1 was just, for me, phenomenal in terms of like the way a sci-fi film should be.
Yeah.
Dune Part 1 nailed it. And then, like, I knew Dune Part 1 was finishing when I realized, wait, there's a whole lot more to this movie. Because I've seen the original, read the book. So I'm like, wait.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I've been here for a while. And there's still so much more. And then it ended. And it'll be like, you know, we'll see you soon. I'm like, you goddamn son of a bitch. I'm in. And you, we're adding Florence Pugh. We're adding that knob cheese that played Elvis Presley. Like... Come on, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you already had... Austin Butler. You already had a great cast. Sorry, because, like, when I said Nobchi is playing Elvis Presley, people are going to think Jacob Elordi, but, I mean...
Austin Butler,
like, BAFTA winner. Austin Butler.
Who became Elvis to the point where his voice was stuck like that.
Yeah, like, I'm, like, you know... And even then, that Elvis movie is Priscilla. It's not about him, but Jacob Elordi is... he's... Not doing very well in the terms of movies he's picking. He's about to pigeonhole himself, which I hope he doesn't because he's a very good actor. Dune Part 2. If the hype is real, then so are my erections. Like, goddamn, and like, you know what? What annoys me even more. I should be sitting here saying Dune Part 3 is the movie I'm looking forward to because we should have already had this stupid motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah.
Warner Bros. Has seized the opportunity. He's like, let's put it in March. Why? If you like, you were weeks away from releasing, why March? Why not February? Like, why open the bum hole and not put your tongue in? That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Like, look, like, you know, just, you can't.
Jesus Christ.
you know, you can't. You know when you leave a room and the light's still on. How would you like it if someone left you on? Someone left you turned on? Didn't? Yeah. You know what I mean? Come on. I was at full mast. And then it was stripped away from me, and it just. These trailers just be like, you know, tickling my little ball sack. it's still coming. We didn't say we're gonna cancel the movie, you bastards.
Right. So.
So I'm really looking forward to Dune Part 2.
Yeah, no, I get that. No worries, bro. I felt that. I felt
you
that.
And all of our fans now get that.
Yep. I was like, Jesus Christ, this man really wants to watch this movie.
I do, man. Zendaya. Oh. She's in that movie Challengers this year? Come on, G.
Yeah.
She's going to get double teamed. So, best original movie, yeah?
So I'm assuming that's your pick.
No.
Okay.
I know it's one of my friend's picks. Every time I bring up Zendaya, it's like, where's that movie she's in? It's like, it was meant to be September, but it's not. It didn't happen.
Oh, fuck. All right, so in terms of original movies, the one that I'm looking forward to. There has been a trailer that's come out for it. It looked pretty funny. It's The Fall Guy. Ryan
Gosling.
Guy.
I came across this movie. I saw this. This was weird. I saw this trailer in front of movies, I would say, late October. Mm-hmm. There was a time where, like, me and my friend went to the cinema, like, pretty much every other day. And so we saw the same trailers over and over again, and The Fall Guy was there all the time. And then about halfway through November, December, it disappeared, and I was like, did we miss that shit? And then I was like, no, it's next year. And I'm like, then why? Then, what? Okay, cool. I guess I'll just sit here and wait.
So apparently the movie, it's a remake of a TV show from the early 80s with...
Damn.
Started Lee Majors as the main character. He was like a stuntman who moonlighted as a bounty hunter.
Yeah.
For, you know, when movies weren't so. But what the interesting thing about this movie is its release date.
Okay.
May 3rd, 2024. The reason it's interesting to me is I was reading about it.
I'm sitting here with question marks date, popping above my head.
This is a date that has been just completely... under a chokehold by Marvel since Iron Man.
Oh, okay.
So this is the first time in 15 years that this date has a non-MCU movie attached to it.
Because was it Guardians 3 last year?
Mm-hmm.
Damn!
Yeah, man. So like,
we're not getting that much Marvel this year. We're getting Deadpool 3 and Blade?
No, I don't think Blade's happening this year.
Is it just Deadpool 3 this year then? I thought there was two.
I think that's... So that's more TV.
There's the balloons, by the way.
You know what's hilarious? People are going to hear that and they're like, what the fuck?
Shit. So earlier I was
there's
talking
the balloons,
smashing,
by the way.
And if I put my thumb up on my little FaceTime screen, there was a thumbs up that appeared, and we were both like, huh? And then I remembered that sometimes balloons happen and we'd have no idea what causes it. Like, I've just put my thumb up now and there's nothing. So I guess it's like, you can't force me to do anything, you dick. I know we're not getting that much Marvel, but I'm glad that, you know, and I'm glad. I'm actually glad. Give us a break.
No, I think this movie's gonna be a lot of fun. You know, it's one of those, it's kind of like the return to like OG action movie Hollywood, you know, just a fun time. This is definitely a popcorn movie, but I'm all for it. You got fucking Hannah Waddingham, Ryan Gosling, Emily Blunt, Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Come on. Although it doesn't look like Aaron Taylor Johnson is gonna make it out of Act 1 if I remember the trailer.
fucking A.
Yeah. I think most of the movie is Ryan Gosling pretending to be Aaron Taylor Johnson's character to a certain extent.
Yeah, fucking A. And then you got David Leitch directing.
Yeah, dude. He's like... I love David Leitch in the director's helm. That probably means one of the producers, or if not the second unit director, will be Chad Stahelski, which is also good because those guys are like their nice little duo ting. Mm-hmm. My original movie, this was a really difficult choice. And so if you remember my draft picks for 2022,
mm-hmm.
do you remember what my movie was?
I didn't remember our picks for 2023.
The Northman.
Oh, okay.
And since then, Robert Eggers has been very quiet. But he is... the trailer was released for this movie recently. He's returning with the remake of Nosferatu.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Lily Rose Depp, Willem Dafoe, a few more actors. But Robert Eggers in the directing helm, this man has not done a movie that I did not like. The Lighthouse is a bit of an eclectically weird movie, but it's one of those. I think it's Robert Eggers does. You either love it or you hate it, but if you love it, you fucking love it. And if you hate the reason you hate it is just like it's not me. I can understand why people do like those movies, but it's not me. But every single one of his movies have always had that divide. You know, you've got the Lighthouse. Call it The Witch, but it's I like to call it The Vivitch because it's spelt with V's. And The Northman, which we all know I fucking loved. It was the reason why I did Westworld as the Raven. And then he's bringing out Nosferatu now. And I would like to see Lily Rose Depp rebuild that career after the Grand Canyon like trench she dug herself into with The Idol.
Yeah,
not a good idea.
Nah.
Like, when was the last time you saw a series that got cancelled before it actually finished its first season?
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Yeah,
like I remember I checked out an episode. I couldn't finish it. I was so
just because me and you like Euphoria, and it's created by the same guy.
Mm-hmm.
We should be getting. It's not my returning TV series, because that's where we're about to go. I feel like this year we should be getting Euphoria, but I don't know if the unfortunate, untimely death of Angus Cloud... Angus Young is fucking AC/DC. Angus Cloud.
Angus Cloud.
I don't know if that would change anything. Because he gets arrested at the end of the last season, but he doesn't die.
No.
There's that firefight in his house.
It's the little kid that dies.
His little mate. Yeah, so...
Yeah.
I don't know how quick everyone's going to be to go to the creating room of Euphoria this year.
Yeah.
And I'd rather they take their time with that, because we know when that's a show that takes its time, we get good shit. Like, we waited for season two, and we got treated.
Mm-hmm.
And look at Sydney Sweeney since Euphoria season two. Holy crap! She is rocket ship. You've got the death of Angus Cloud, but you've got to now work with how busy she's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus wept, and she is fire, bro.
Yes, sir.
My returning TV series is Star Trek Discovery season 5. Hear me out. I know Star Trek Discovery is, you know, a lot of people don't like it. None of people really know it exists. You're probably one of the latter ones. You don't know it existed. A lot of people do know it exists. And a lot of people, like myself, have grown to love these characters. And I can't remember the last time. This is the first time being alive, being aware of a Star Trek series that has finished on its own accord.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought to myself, when was the last time a series actually did that? Loki finished, quote unquote. Like, did they want to? Did Marvel, Marvel have always said, oh, we're not going to do sequels, but now we're getting fucking Moon Knight. Like, Moon Knight's getting a sequel. All these TV shows that weren't getting sequels are now getting sequels. I'm like, okay, cool. So Who isn't a man of their word over at Marvel? But Star Trek Discovery is one of those, like, it's had a bit of a rocky road, but it's finishing with season 5, and like, a little bit of me is sad because I've got to say goodbye to these characters, but a little bit of me is happy because if we didn't get Star Trek Discovery, we wouldn't have what is, I would think, one of the, like, once it finishes, would be up there as one of the greatest Star Trek series of all time, Strange New Worlds. Mm-hmm. So it was a thank you for giving us that. Thank you for what you've been doing. But it's time to go. And I'm glad that I'm glad they realized themselves before Paramount gave them the big middle finger.
Yeah.
That, like, you know, 5 seasons is definitely enough. Had I think if it was to go on more than season 5, I would be struggling to be like, oh, I'll watch it, but I'll wait for the whole season to come out and I'll binge it. You know what I mean? But right now, season 5 is going to come out, and I'm gonna be there every week, every episode.
All right, bet. I got you. I got
damn
you.
You damn right, motherfucker. Motherfucker. Right, what did you choose, dude? I'm actually excited to see. Like, I was looking at what was returning in terms of TV, and I was like, I have no idea what Sebastian's going to pick here.
So,
neither do you.
No. I know. I'm just trying to figure out what's the best way to, like, it's The Boys. It's The Boys.
Okay.
How could it not be The Boys?
The Boys.
Honestly, dude, like, for real. Like, okay, so obviously, you know, season 3 ends with the little bit of a cliffhanger and stuff, but, like.
And so did V.
And I was excited about it, but after watching Gen V, dude, the my excitement for this next season of The Boys through the fucking roof.
Yeah,
through the fucking roof. Like, this has been a show that has been it's been so consistent, and I think that's why that's why I love it so much. There's a consistency to it that just. Even when it tries to be outlandish, even when there's a little bit of a dip in terms of the story or whatever, there's still that consistency of the characters, consistency in performance, consistency in just the pacing of the show. And it's fucking phenomenal. I love this fucking show. I'm so excited for season 4. And it wasn't, at first I was kind of juggling a couple different shows, but like Big Mouth season 8, I'm kind of excited for, and I was leaning more. I was going to pick that, and then I remember this was coming out this year. It's like, oh no, The Boys.
Yeah, that's what that in terms of my original show, I felt like I had the same path of thinking. I had a few shows, but then when I really thought about this other, like this one, I was like, yeah, it's that one. But yeah, I chose Star Trek Discovery season 5 so quickly that I don't think, like, I used Den of Geek for my sort of help in sort of what was coming out. I don't think I scrolled far enough in the TV show web, like, site to get to The Boys, because I saw this one and I was like, yeah, that, like, The Boys is still going, Gen V is still going, I want to see where they go. The Boys, I do enjoy it. I do love it. I just wish they stopped doing this whole, like, they did it for last season. Like, they set us up for the hero orgy party, and that was actually one of the weakest episodes of that season. And that actually wasn't that sort of crazy. I know Jack Black was there, like, you know, the cat, like, but, like, you know, please don't become cameo porn. Yeah, like, stop sort of giving us exposition, like, and they've already done it. Eric Kripke's already said, oh, we've got something in this season that I can't believe we got away with. I was like, you've already, as a series, with 2 different shows, you've already inflated penises.
You can relax.
You can chill. In terms, like, if it's something to do with a penis as well, like, I'm good, because we've already got, like, the mammoth penis
we've
guy
seen enough exploding
who keeps returning, who's probably somehow still alive, even though he was in the hero party that exploded. But yeah, mm-hmm. You know, what I look forward to in The Boys is when they take reality and just parody it to shit.
Yeah.
Like all of them singing Imagine. The way the celebrities did, the way the celebrities did during COVID, and then there's the fun. It just happened. Fuck me,
there's
man!
I'm
gonna stick a thumb right up this phone's ass. I'm gonna give it an ass. I'm gonna stick a thumb up there. Might enjoy that though. Shit. Where were we? Double team. No. Fuck. Yeah, like, you know, the other one was Kendall Jenner. They did that Pepsi advert.
Yeah, the Pepsi thing, yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, I can't wait to see actually what they do this year in terms of, like, parodying the way celebrities just continue to fuck up. It'll probably be something to do with Kanye, if I think.
Surprised.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, so we teased it. The debuting show. The debut, or... I'm just going to call it original show because mine probably won't have more than one season. But mine is what's being known as this generation's Band of Brothers and Masters of Air. I've got two things on my list this year with Austin Butler, and I'm not even an Austin Butler fan. I didn't even see Elvis. And that bike movie he's going to be in looks like proper wank.
Yeah.
The one with Tom Hardy, and it's just him and Tom Hardy, like,
yeah.
Lily James, and they're all like, you could be gay, but we could be bi, and, you know, we're on bikes. Yeah, bikes. Like, get Tom Cruise. I don't give a shit. Like, but Masters of Air, come on, G. Like, Fallout was the rivaling show. But when I realized that when I really thought about it, Band of Brothers is one of those things, like, I rewatch this religiously, the way some people rewatch Lord of the Rings. The way some people every year rewatch Harry Potter, and I don't know why. Don't know why Harry Potter's become a Christmas staple. I know there's a Christmas scene in most of the movies, but just...
I think there's a Christmas scene in all of them.
Okay, you got me beat, because, yeah, Harry Potter is what it is. Look, if you come to England... And the Harry Potter studio tour is on your mind, bun that, go to Belfast, do the Game of Thrones tour. You heard it from me here first. But Masters of Air looks so good. Mm. Right now, all we have are on-set photos, but it's the duo. It's your boys.
Yeah.
It's Steven Spielberg and Tom Hanks producing.
Mm-hmm.
And come on, they've done no wrong. You know... Letters to Iwo Jima, Saving Private mm-hmm. Ryan, Band of Brothers,
yeah.
The Pacific. Come on. Yeah, I think add Masters of Air to that. That is... Whew, that's a good set of movies and series that someone could sell for a box set of 200 quid that I'd snap up in an instant.
Yeah. You know, it's funny to me because I feel like... So both of our picks for our debuting TV show are period pieces, which for me personally, I find interesting because, you know, this is the year where we're getting, you know, that show Echo comes out this month.
Yeah. And I'm seeing the trailers for that. It looks like Marvel's cooking.
And then Daredevil Born Again is supposed to be coming out this year too.
Daredevil's in Echo. That's what they've been releasing.
But for... As excited as I am for those, when I saw the trailer for this TV show, I was like, yo, okay. So my pick for debuting TV show this year is the show Shogun.
I came across this, and coming across this was the first time I came across this series. Tell me more, please.
So it's set in the 17th century. From what I can tell. And the idea, it's about this British sailor who gets stranded in 17th century Japan. And he's seen as like an asset by this, you know, the samurai who wants to effectively become the shogun of his, you know, region or whatever. So he helps train him to become like a samurai, effectively.
The Last Samurai, the series.
Is, Sort of. Yeah. Essentially, but like, you know, you've got Hiroyuki Sanada is like them is.
I love him. He is so good.
Such a good actor. And I love him in everything that he's been in, so I'm so excited.
It pisses me off that like they had him as Ronin in the start of Endgame, and he was like, he got 5 minutes. It's like, this motherfucker needed so much more than 5 minutes in the MCU. Yeah, such a good actor. If it's like anything like Blue Eye Samurai, which the Netflix animated series, like hopefully by then. Hopefully by the time Shogun comes out, I've sunk my teeth into Ghost of Tsushima. You know, yeah, I feel like I might, we might have two good choices of, I feel like we're definitely not wrong in terms of our original series picks, but running out of time. So let's just, my game is The Wolf Among Us 2. Okay. I think The Wolf Among Us was a really good, like it was one of those episodic games. You got episode one, and then a couple of months later you got episode two. That was from Telltale. Mm-hmm. Now people have just heard me say that, and I was like, wait a minute, I thought Telltale. Well, they sold all their assets, you motherfuckers, so chill. And Wolf Among Us 2 was one of those assets that got bought. Fabric Games, I believe. And they actually, like, they were making this game, and they spent so long making it, but they changed from their in-house engine to Unreal 5. Now, if you're going to make a change, if you are going to make a change, that is the change you make. God damn. Because the best thing about The Wolf Among Us 2 was like, it had a good art style, but it played like dog shit. That's because they used their own engine. That's what Telltale did. Keep the story, upgrade the graphics, and it's like it's like Dark Fables. Like, you've got the Fable world and the real world, but the Fable world is like collapsed and they're sort of bleeding into the real world. The way Fables hide is through like these ribbons. So like, and then you've got like the Fable police. You play as the Big Bad Wolf. So the Fables still know you as the Big Bad Wolf, but like now you're you're a cop. So you are again. The Big Bad Wolf kind of thing, and you've got to you've got to go to like the Whistle Down the Wind, you know, the little frog people. Like you have to evict them from their apartment, and it's like you're a dick then, and you're a dick now, mate. And it's like it's all Cockney accents and shit. Like the woodsman is still like he still has his axe that like you're scared the shit out of because it's made of pure silver, and like. He's not doing very well, and he tries to hunt you down. You got Tweedledum and Tweedledee as like mafioso guys. It's really well designed. I think can't remember who the bad guy was. Can never remember his name. But yeah, it was really good series. I'm really looking forward to the new game. What's your game, dude?
So my game is Star Wars Outlaws.
Ooh, I think most people are looking forward to this one. We don't get many Star Wars games these days.
Yes, like it's an open world game. You know, I'm not usually one for that, but it's Star Wars, so it's something that I feel like I can sink my teeth into. And from what I've been reading about it, it's set between The Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi, which for me is a very interesting period in terms of the movies, because it's not one that you really think to visit much, honestly. It's like you're either before New Hope or after Return of the Jedi. You're never between Empire and Returns. And I think it's, for me, it's interesting because, you think about it in terms of like the story at that point. The Rebels
it's meant to be getting peace, so to speak.
No. If anything, it's when the Empire is getting more of a grip on.
Oh, okay. Sorry. The original trilogy is, I feel like I need to rewatch that shit, to be honest. I'm not going to lie.
No, that's fair. Yeah, no. Between Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi, the rebels are like, they've gotten the shit kicked out of them in Empire, and the Empire's trying to get shit back before Return, and all that stuff. So it's interesting. It's an interesting period in the Star Wars canon to kind of explore and see what the universe is like. So I'm kind of intrigued by that.
Yeah, man. 100%. Yeah, that's good shit. And then we've got a new one this year that we've added into our draft picks, musical related pick. Now, I was looking at albums and, like, I can't remember the last time I actually looked forward to an album coming out. Mm-hmm. So in terms of music, I actually remembered just before Christmas, me and a friend actually booked tickets to go see Slipknot this December.
Nice.
And that is one of those bands, like, I've been a fan since I was a very young boy. Very angsty, angry teen. It was Limp Bizkit, Slipknot, you know, Linkin Park.
As you do.
You know. New metal is what people like to call it, and it's, you know, it's very what's the word? Can't remember the word. It keeps happening quite a lot. Two beers will do that. but yeah, it's you know, a lot of people don't like new metal. Let's just put it that way. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't like new metal. Like, you know, fans, non-metal fans, like, oh, it's metal, don't like it. You know, metal fans are like, oh, new metal's not real metal. Like, that seems to be an argument I see more recently. And I just, at that point, I start zoning out. It's like, you're talking, but I'm not listening. Mm-hmm. But Slipknot, they're still releasing albums, but it's like, those albums aren't doing very well. So there's always a chance of seeing them live. They'll definitely play a few songs that I know. I'm really looking forward to seeing them. Like, it's definitely, if I had a list of five bands after seeing Blink-182 last December, a list of five bands that I need to see before it's too late. You know, it's now four because I've done Slipknot.
Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward, but it's in December. Like, this time last year, I was like, I'm really looking forward to Blink-182 in December. I'm really looking forward to Slipknot in December.
December.
Not, like, worse than that, December 20th.
Jesus.
Like, it couldn't be further away, my man. Good Lord. What's your musical pick? I'm excited to hear what you have.
You know, for me, I was thinking about it, and I'm like, here's my problem with music. I'm realizing I'm not really a music guy. Which, you know, because I hear people talk about, you know, albums and, you know, stuff like that, and, you know, concerts and stuff like that, and I'm like, I don't know. I don't really get excited about that stuff. So for me, my musical pick isn't necessarily like a pick. It's more of a goal. And that's wanting to kind of expand my musical taste. So,
yeah, man.
You know what I listen to, you know what it's mostly like, you know, 70s, 80s rock and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Some angsty 2000s teens and Nickelback thrown in there for good measure. But like, I find myself lately, occasionally, like, I'll hear a country song will slip in, and I'll listen to it, and like, I'm kind of vibing with it.
My dad has same with Yellowstone. Since watching Yellowstone, my dad has listened to some of these songs and like, this isn't terrible.
Yeah. Yeah,
like he's downloaded the Yellowstone soundtrack on Spotify, and I've had to tell him, like, some of those track names might actually be spoilers for shit we haven't seen, so be careful.
Mm-hmm. So for me, like, and then, you know, also I'll get that with like hip hop and R&B too, like some of that slipped in, and I'm like, it's the vibe, it's a good vibe, you know. So
did you watch Wu-Tang and American Saga on Hulu?
No, it's on my list.
You should definitely check that out, man. Like, you know, Wu-Tang they're one of the original supergroups.
So I think for me, the goal for this year in terms of expanding musical taste, I'm going to try to get myself to listen to more country and listen to more hip hop and R&B.
Yeah, man.
So that's the thing.
If you ever want a little bit something heavier, I can joy up a little 10-track playlist to sort of get you get you a Get those little earworms going in.
Little earworms bleeding out of my...
Yeah, man. It's not all screaming and depression. There's some of these bands. You're like, who's this? And I'm like, oh, it's like, you know, decapitated Lamb of God or some shit. And you're like, what the fuck? Why are those lyrics so clean? It's because he can sing.
Why aren't they angry?
Why aren't they angry? Why do I want to kill things?
I just want to go fuck up a rage room right now, dude. Oh, man. So, with that, our 2024 draft picks comes to an end. And I don't know about you, dude. 2024 is looking pretty good.
We opened the door to a whole, like, more than what we've said today. And I can't be excited. Even though there's a lot of sequels this year, I will be seeing them. I look forward to be blown away. You know, you've got Ghostbusters. I'm looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
There's John Krasinski, What If movie? If, I think it's called.
If, yeah.
Yeah, looks really good. It could have easily been my original pick. We're getting, especially after a shit end to the year in terms of sort of TV and movies. Well, you know, we got Reacher towards the end of the year, but like, you know, movies and TV kind of sucked. Like, there was definitely a sort of post-strike, get what you're given, but it's looking like 2024 is trying to...
Make up for that.
And I hope it doesn't mean, you know, 2025 is going to be shit. But we'll see what happens. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
I know you're looking forward to it. And for everyone else listening... Me and Sebastian will be your guide through this year, and we can't wait to lead you into the darkness and then leave you there. Get fucked.
On that note, remember to
pack a flashlight.
Rate.
I said flash, not flesh.
Pack a flashlight. And bring yourself some beef jerky. You never know.
Yeah.
Beef jerky might be good. One of those.
And a camping bag and a mat. But then you'll be like the Paris catacombs. I'll run into you, like, so you lose your flashlight, and then I'll nick everything. Then boom, you don't know where you are. You've been turned around. Now you're lost.
Yep, because that's exactly what you want people to think. They're going to be
thrown
into a dark cave and ripped off.
No, if you're lost in the cave with me, you know what you're going to hear. You know what you're going to hear in the darkness, Sebastian. A radophile.
All right. On that note, take it easy, everyone. Welcome to 2024. It's going to be a fun ride.
Fucking fun ride.
Come join us on this trip. Now we're like rolling out the script.
Come on, man. Come join us on the trip. I'm sorry. Now we're throwing out the script. I hope we don't charge a penny. I hear the weakness calling. Now it's time to start. Free ball.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.